and respect. Hey, listen, that's important. It's essential. It's sort of a glue that holds a marriage together. Love and respect. You miss either one, boy, you guys are, you struggle in your relationship. My name, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of Intentional Living, host of the program here in our Intentional Living studio and center. Jennifer's back. Welcome back, Jennifer. Stephen, hobbling around after surgery. He's doing better. Thank you, Stephen, that he's in here and helping out today again. And we're going to talk about one thing, and that is your marriage, your relationship, and going to ask this question, and we want you to join in. When do you feel most loved and respected?
Hi, my name is Annie from Florida, and I feel most loved by my husband when he gives me the time away that I need in order to care for myself. We have 5 children, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. So on those long days of work that he has, when he comes home and takes the kids for me so that I can go take care of myself, that's when I most love my husband. And I feel most loved by my husband.
And you need a break right now, don't you? All right, let's go. When do you feel most loved and respected? California, check in.
My name is Brittany. My husband and I have been married for 5 years. And what makes me feel the most loved is really just that quality time away from cell phones and laptops and TV and all the things that can be kind of distracting in life. Because him and I are both very, very busy. We both work. We volunteer in our church. We're youth pastors. And time is very limited, really, together. So just that moment when we can sit down and laugh and look at each other and talk about our days, that makes me feel the most loved, just that quality time.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. When do you feel most loved, or when do you feel most respected? And the reason I'm asking the question is because your answer to that will be helpful to you. It'll be like, hey, I guess this is it, isn't it? Plus, it's going to help thousands more who are listening, who may need to be thinking about how they're not loving or respecting their spouse. Wow. Give me a call. The line is open. Let's help each other. This is Intentional Living. 888-888-1717. I'll tell you what God thinks about this in just a moment.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been there. You have a difficult decision, and you want to know God's will, but where do you start?
I believe that God's will is not nebulous or vague. It's all revealed for you and for me in His Word. To know and live in God's will, you must know and apply the Bible to every situation.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Finding God's Will, he discusses some practical ways you can know what God's will is for your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, your support makes a difference. You allow us to do what we do every day. And I thank you. You know, we do this because we have passion, compassion, and love and concern in this crazy upside-down world for you. We love you. We want the best for you. Our whole ministry is called Intentional Life Media. You hear Family Life Radio. You hear Intentional Living. Our passion is all about helping you experience your life the way God intended. When you do that, I'm telling you, it's full of peace, purpose, meaning, significance. I've been around a long time. I've seen it happen to people's lives. There's things that you can do as a follower of Christ today to bring more peace, contentment, love, and respect into your marriage. And we're giving you just some really practical things today. When do you feel most loved and respected? Give me a call. Help somebody else. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Julie from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was just listening to what makes me feel the love from my husband. And I have chronic pain and a lot of medical issues. And the most love I feel from him is his care that he gives me every day, the things he does for me. We have recently, in the last year, become Christians, both familiar with it our whole life. But this is a very important thing to us. So that's how I feel his love is from all the care he gives me and shows me every day, even when he just makes my coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
That's great. Thank you, Julie. Listen, one of the top guys in this field of marriage, his name is Dr. John Gottman from the University of Washington. And in a article that he wrote, he talks about things of, you know, how to really build a relationship, how to strengthen the relationship with your partner, your married partner. And one of the points he makes is he says, demonstrate that they matter. And I love this. He says, our motto for making marriage last is small things often. I like that. Isn't that cool? That's really what it's all about. It's not the big trips, not the expensive gifts, even though they might be appreciated from time to time. But if I were to ask your spouse or you to reflect on the things that you really appreciate, love, and respect most, it'll be the small things. It's small things done often. The small acts that demonstrate that you care are powerful ways to enhance the positivity in your marriage. Right? It's interesting. He goes on. He uses our term. He says intentional appreciation. I like that. He says, how you think about your partner influences how you treat them. By focusing on the positives of your marriage, such as the good moments from the past and your partner's admirable traits, you put positive things back into your relationship. Intentional appreciation. Small things done often. This is the power of one thing. That's really at the core of who we are as a mission and a ministry. To take the concerns that you have, the pain that you're feeling, the difficulty in a marriage relationship, and say, what one thing, small thing maybe, I could do over the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in our marriage, and you do it. And I could tell you, from years of working with couples, it'll make a difference. And even if it doesn't make that big of a difference to your spouse, it will make a big difference to you. But I can almost guarantee it'll make a difference to them as well. All right. When do you feel most loved and respected? Sometimes it's just the small things. Tell me what they are. 888-1717. Let's go, Kathy. You're first in Michigan. How are you today?
Good. I'm really good. Thank you.
Appreciate it. When do you feel most loved or respected?
Well, the small things like talking about, like when he rubs my back or rubs my feet or just tells me he loves me. In 2021, I had a cardiac arrest, and for 15 minutes, he gave me CPR. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And then they shocked me 3 times. So my husband was the tool that helped God save me.
Wow. Physically, how about spiritually as well? Or physically, you're both believers?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely.
Wow.
We've seen some stuff I could tell you that you know it's God. You just know it is. And we have a son that has autism, and he has seizures, and he's got a permanent catheter. My husband helps me take care of him every single day. So.
Wow. God love you guys. Yeah. That's
God will give you what you can't handle.
Well, thank you for calling.
I truly believe that.
And like you said, it's the small things, isn't it, Kathy? It's the small things.
Yeah, the small things every day. Yeah,
that's what makes the difference. All right, thank you. Pray for Kathy. I can tell she's tender heart, but they've got a lot of responsibility there going on in their family. There's a story. All right, let me go to another call from Michigan. Hi, Sabrina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. When do you feel most loved?
I feel most loved and respected when my husband takes time out of his busy day to just stop, sit down, and listen to me.
Is that planned,
is it
planned, or does it just happen?
no, it just happens. You know, he'll come in and say, okay, let's take a minute and let's just talk about the day.
How does that make you feel?
Seen. He's retired. I still work, and so my day is a little more hectic than his. And so it just makes me feel good. It makes me feel seen that he knows that I have things that I go through the day that he doesn't go through anymore. And so he wants to know what happened. You know, how am I feeling? So that's awesome.
Terrific. Well, that's great. Thank you for calling. What part of Michigan are you from, Sabrina?
I am in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Oh, all right. The new 93.1. I hope you're enjoying the station there.
I am totally enjoying it. I'm so glad I found it.
Oh, yeah, listen, and spread the word. That's something we've been trying to do. We just went on the air, a little over a year or so ago with that high-power station right out of, the towers in the Southfield area. Of course, it covers all of Metro Detroit down toward Toledo over into Ontario for our Canadian friends who are listening as well, and over toward Ann Arbor, picking up Ann Arbor, U of M area. So we're thrilled. Big, big commitment to do that, but it's been a blessing to hear all the stories coming in. Thank you, Sabrina. Appreciate it. Let's go to Cameron, also in Michigan. Hi, Cameron. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing you appreciate and about being loved and respected in your marriage?
So my wife and I have been married for a year and a half, and we've started just praying for each other in the mornings, no matter what kind of grief that we're going through or what kind of pain that we're just going through. We always just bring the Lord to it and just pray, and I always appreciate that with her.
You've been doing that for a long time?
Prayer is just one. We've been doing it for a long time since we have been married. So even before, we didn't live with each other before we got married, but we always prayed with each other, and we always brought the Lord into it.
Yeah. Wow, that's powerful. You know, there's that little saying, Cameron, that pray together, stay together, right? I think there's plenty of research to support that because it's an attitude. This is unity. You know, one of the things, in fact, we're talking about John Gottman, and one of the things he says, find opportunities for agreement. When couples fight, they focus on the negative parts of the conflict and miss the opportunities to agree. And one of the powerful things about when you either praying together or making decisions together or going to church together, one of the reasons, in a really practical way, not only this obvious spiritual relationship, you guys are agreeing about something that's really super big important to you, your faith, your values, your direction. And so when you hear that, you might think, well, what does that mean? Pray together, stay together. It's a reality, not only because you're praying, but also because of the fact that you're agreeing on something that's so important. You can come to an agreement in prayer. Powerful. All right. Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate it. Let's go. Let me see. Dawn is next. You can join us, by the way. When do you feel most loved, respected in your marriage? 888-888-1717. Dawn's on the line. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Go right ahead.
Well, I was calling kind of for the opposite. I had heard the previous caller talk about chronic pain and illness and how her husband takes care of her and that sort of thing. And I was kind of calling about the opposite, that I don't feel like he understands what I'm going through. And he also has trouble because he isn't getting what he needs, like physically. And that the marriage has become more transactional. And I think maybe neither one of us necessarily feels the love and respect. And I was just wondering kind of what your suggestions along those lines would be.
How long have you been married?
Almost 26 years.
And when did this start? Obviously it wasn't from the beginning, I'm assuming. So along the way, was it a drift into this, or right, was there some crisis that brought this on, or what?
Well, my pain has gotten more intense through the years and have had trouble kind of finding out what's wrong and dealing with that. And I'd say it's gotten worse, where it's difficult for me to enjoy being together in an intimate way.
Right.
But without it, he doesn't, you know, he, as his love language, you know, yeah. the physical affection, and just trying to navigate each of us kind of feeling that love and respect.
Do you think that he, I don't know if you know, but if he was on the line, if I asked him, do you think he would say, well, he thinks you're making too big of a deal out of your pain, or he doesn't really understand what that's about?
Yeah, or that I need to push through it for him.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm very sorry for the pain you're going through, and for your husband, and for the impact it has on your marriage. Because we know the intimate part of marriage is important. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians. It's very clear. Even the Bible addresses it. But we also have the reality of love sometimes is sacrificial, and it's also willing to put the interest of your spouse in front of your own when you need to and have to and love to because of your love for them. On a really practical level, Don, I would encourage you, and I don't know if this is possible, but I'm assuming you have doctors treating you and they're looking at it and understanding your pain. Is there any chance you could have your husband go with you to one of your appointments, have the doctor talk about what you're experiencing, someone who can help give some perspective? I would tell him, if I were speaking with him, I get it. I mean, I get what he's feeling or thinking, but this is something when we get married and we talk about in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad times, in young age and in old age, because those are all realities in marriage. There has to be understanding. There has to be agreement. We're talking about love. We're talking about the end of the day. Love is sacrificial. Love is putting the needs of someone else in front of my own. Even the Bible says, think not only of your own interest, but the interest of others. And so on a really practical level, you've expressed it. There's a tension point. Maybe take the two of you, go to your doctor together. But even beyond that, boy, if he would be willing, if the two of you could get with a counselor, a Christian counselor, a counselor, someone who can help you process your feelings and really do it. Because what happens is the tension over this issue, this topic is huge. It's a big deal. I get it. And it can, and when you try to talk, sometimes you can't get the breakthrough to really have an understanding and some agreement and creativity or whatever that is involved. And so if you guys could have a counseling, get some with a counselor together, I tell you what, that could be the breakthrough for the two of you. And I know you got a lot of people listening who are just, the bell has been rung and they understand exactly what's going on in your experience.
Let me give you some examples from Scripture on this thing of knowing God's Word, getting into His Word, and then being obedient. For example, in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, it says that it's God's will. Now it's spelled out. It says to us right here, it's God's will that you should be sanctified, which is a big word for set apart, be different, that you should avoid sexual immorality. According to this passage, it says that God's will is that all believers who know the Lord Jesus Christ, have been filled with His Spirit, and are full of His salvation, should demonstrate holiness and purity of life. Here's another passage, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In other words, as a Christian, you are to be different from the unbeliever. Because of what God has done for you, therefore, you are to be continually thankful, whatever the situation.
Listen, that is an excerpt from a lesson that I taught from my home studio, and it was on this topic of finding and understanding God's will for your life. If that's something that you or someone you love is thinking about, and at a point in your life you're wrestling with this and trying to get a handle on it, I know not everybody listening right now is, but maybe you are. It's available to you at theintentionallife.com. And it's available for one reason, because of the financial support of friends all around the country who get it and have joined the challenge with us. Thank you. You're making a difference. Life is short. and you're helping someone make it a little easier in their Christian walk to experience what it means to have an intentional life in Him. If you can join us today, boy, we'd appreciate it. You know, a dollar a day, just a thought, whatever the amount, but a dollar a day, 30 bucks a month, big impact. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-1717, and press number 2.
This is Mary in California. When I am not treating my husband with respect, I am not respecting God, and I realize that I'm really not putting God first. And so I keep that in mind, and it really helps me through the day to treat him with respect and listen to what he has to say, because it's so easy for us to want to be right and want our way. And that's the one thing I've learned, and selfishness is a real hard thing to get rid of, but that's what I've been working on intentionally. Thank you.
Yeah, you're right, Mary. Listen, let me just add to what you said. I want to be right. Here's a psychological fact. Whenever you take a position, I'm right, you're wrong, what do? You defend it. Have you ever defended something? Come on, just be honest now. Have you ever defended a position that you've taken in your marriage, later you knew it was stupid and you were wrong? Come on. And maybe even just kind of sheepishly, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. So be careful in the relationship. Move cautiously, carefully, slowly. Listen, understanding, huge. Okay, back to calls. When do you feel most loved? Matthew is in Arizona. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, go right ahead.
So we're talking about love and respect. Mm-hmm. And when the most I feel loved, I'm not married. I brought this up to the first person, and he said, but go ahead and share. I'm not married, but I was engaged, and I thought that was the love of my life. We were engaged to be married. That person is no longer in my life, and to me, it's a blessing. God put somebody that's taken me, that person out of my life, because it's not the person I'm supposed to be with. But I've gotten closer to God because of that, and because I went in a relationship, I was putting them first. I was miserable. I was putting them first, and they lost respect for me. I thought it was out of love, but so they got sort of lose respect for me. I feel so much love now. I'm closer to God. I get my personal time with Him. In all things, I pray, and even in the good times and bad times, if I'm sick or anything else, I thank God for that because He's disciplined me. He's taken things out of my life that I don't need. So I feel most loved. This is going to maybe sound weird, but I feel most loved is when things are going difficult, because when things are going difficult, I think that's when spirits or the devil's trying to attack me because he knows I'm trying to get closer to God.
Yeah, and that's part of the spiritual process of growth, isn't it? And you're right, because this thing of love and respect has an application to how we view our relationship with Christ. Do you feel His love, and do you have that kind of respect for what God has done for us? And I tell you what, you know, one of the things that's tough is if you didn't grow up with understanding how love and respect work, you didn't experience it, you didn't see it in your parents or your own relationships, it gets a little tougher to do it now. And it's got to stretch a little bit more to make that work. Maybe there's distrust or whatever. But understand, this is a powerful ingredient in every high-stake relationship. Love and respect. Of course, in marriage, it's got the intimate factor, and it's a much deeper kind of a relationship, obviously. But Matthew's right on. All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's a good spot. Let's go to Scott in Michigan. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Tell me about love and respect in your marriage.
Well, the Apostle Paul talked about in Ephesians, I believe it's Ephesians, lays out of what husbands are supposed to do for their wives and how they're supposed to love their wives like Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
And sacrifice himself for her. Now, I don't think you're supposed to sacrifice and kill yourself for your wife, but that'd be a little counterproductive for the marriage. But what I think he's really saying, what it really says here, what I've learned in my marriage of 22 years is that actions speak louder than words. And it's important to tell your wife you love her, or you tell your spouse, but I think it's more important to show them every day. And like you said, with the little examples, those are acts of love. And showing them every day, whether it be, picking up flowers or sending a random text message, it doesn't take much, but it shows effort and it shows them that you're thinking of them.
Absolutely. And for those who don't have maybe a biblical perspective on marriage at all, it is addressed, as you said, Scott, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. It's interesting. Paul starts that little series, that little few paragraphs, by saying, listen, be mutually submissive one to another out of obedience and love for Christ. And he sets up this whole thing of husbands love your wives and wives respect your husbands with that kind of a introduction. Hey, be submissive one to another. And when we do that, when we have an attitude that says, hey, I'm here to submit to my wife and she's here to submit to me, that's a powerful thing. We have different roles and God lays that out in Scripture and we need to apply that. That's where we're going to find our greatest satisfaction and contentment in relationship. But if we start with that attitude, it's huge. And the verse that you're referencing is in Ephesians 5:33, where it says, so again, I say to each man, love your wife, love his wife as he loves himself. That's an interesting, that'll preach right there, right? Love your wife. By the way, if you don't love yourself, I'm not getting into this whole self-esteem thing, but if you don't really understand that you have sort of a hatred for yourself or disrespect for yourself, it's going to be really hard for you to respect your wife. So there's something healthy about building some healthy confidence and respect for yourself too, right? So again, I say to each man, love his wife as he loves himself, and a wife must respect her husband, Ephesians 5:33. And I have found that doesn't always occur, and in our culture, it's even more difficult. But when a husband is really doing that and understanding it, some of the things we talked about today, I think most wives will respond to that in a positive way and will have more respect, and the relationship will be better. I know it doesn't always happen, but I'll tell you, that's God's intention and that's his design. All right. The theme song is my get out of here music. I'm out of time. Other things are coming up. I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to just stay here if it's okay with you all, here in the studio after we go off, and I'd love to talk to you. Can you call and tell me when you feel most loved and respected? Let's get it down and recorded, and we'll play it again coming up next week, okay? 888-888-1717 is the number. The lines reopen for you. 888-888-1717. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support and for being a part of Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.